Jones, prepare for multi-ball.
Hello, and welcome to Pinball Nerds Podcast, coming all the way from River Hibbert, Nova Scotia, to the holes in the side of your head. Introducing your host, Albert.
That's me.
Take it away.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. This is coming to you lively recorded from your fifth favorite pinball podcast, Pinball Nerds Podcast, episode 260, with your host, Nerd Orbital Howard.
Thanks, Sean. And co-hosted by Sean Russell. I like that we're doing like WWF intros now, though.
I like that. I love my WWF intros.
Sean, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm having a fantastic day. How about yourself? And you know why, of course.
Oh, is that because it's your birthday?
It's my day of birth, as you call it. Yes.
Your day of birth. That's correct. I don't know why I started doing that a long time ago, but everyone just says happy birthday, and I was like, I got to be a little different. I'm Orbital Albert. I'm a weirdo. But anyways, how is your birthday going now that you're home? You have some buddies over waiting to play a little bit of Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park Pro. Yeah, we got some Brad's here. Your number one fan, Brad.
Yes, that's right. Brad's going to co-host with me hopefully on Friday.
Awesome. So Rob Knoll and Mark Turand are here, and they're flipping away on Jurassic Park right now. So they're
getting a little practice in to try to beat you on your own birthday.
They gave them some tutorials before we started this, and I think they're learning the game pretty quickly there.
Awesome.
So I do want to thank a couple people, though. You know, with it being my birthday, I did turn 48 today. I have to thank my hygienist and my dentist that I have all my teeth today. So I must give them a shout out.
Yes.
To say thank you.
That's awesome. Does your dentist listen to the Pinball Nerds podcast? Maybe perhaps just this one time? No! No, we didn't lose Sean. Sean, are you there? Can you hear me now? Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, we've lost Sean. Where did he go? He must be talking to his dentist. Okay, pinball nerds, you guys know how we do this. We stay live, so if I don't hear back in like 5 seconds, I'm going to try recalling. Oh no. Okay, let's try recalling Sean. I apologize. Please rate the quality of your audio call. I'm going to give that a 1. Okay, I'll give it a 2 because it was fine till it did that, but... Why am I submitting right now? No. Oh, no. I'm trying to call him back now. Hold on. I'm coming, Sean. I'm coming. Hello.
We're back.
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
I could hear you.
Oh, no. It's that famous Nova Scotia internet. Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Sean.
We're going to be doing some editing. I don't know, right?
No, I don't edit. Come on. No. Come on. I filled in the gap. Don't worry. I told them all your secrets.
Fantastic.
I apologize. If that happens, if it's more than 10 seconds, I'll just hang up and recall you. I apologize for that. For everyone listening, I realized during that gave me a moment of silence to just think about everything. Some of the pinball nerds out there listening, especially because I've got a couple more people listening after I qualified for A division at Pinburg. No, I'm just kidding. After going to Pinburg, I, you know, got some more listeners. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and just for people who don't know you, you are a committee member now for LOPL, the London Ontario Pinball League.
London Ontario Pinball League, yes. I'm on the executive.
Yes, you've gone to almost every Monday night pinball in good old London, Ontario for like the past 4 years straight.
Yeah, about 70-80% of it.
Yeah, well, you can't come every Monday, but...
To do Julie Jorser's,
And most importantly, people know you from being on the show now for the third time.
Is it now three times? Okay, so we'll have to mark that one on the calendar.
Yeah, like after you killed it in the Munsters launch party.
Yeah.
And then another time at your house when you were hosting Loft Bowl. That one was only like 2 or 3 months ago. It seems like forever ago now, though.
Yeah, it just seems like, yeah, I mean, summer's over, right?
Yeah.
It's coming, creeping to an end.
Hey, you be quiet. I'll come all the way to Ontario just to slap you.
Sounds good. We miss you down here.
Oh, I miss you guys too. And the funny thing is, like, I love the peace and quiet of being out here. Today was the day I could get the most homesteading done with the least mosquitoes. I still got a couple bites, but, like, I actually had my jacket off for an hour. It was crazy. But I got, like, 4 fence posts basically put in for the chicken coop. I got all of our new Hascap berries and my apple trees fertilized, and then I got them, like, put compost down, and then I put wood shavings down. This is a pinball podcast. These are things that I only have time to do because I can no longer live stream.
Right.
And I'm very, very, very sad about not being able to live stream. But the good news is you had a bit of an early birthday present by getting Jurassic Park, and you got to live stream that with the world's okayest pin turn, Mr. Ian Hauer.
From Gamma Goat.
That's right, Gamma Goat on Twitch. How did that whole live stream go?
We did a great 4 hours of pure live stream. We did some split flipper. We had some tour player and four player action with 5 of us. Lowest score would get knocked out. We just keep playing. So yeah, we got some munchies, had some food. As always, whenever you come to my house, I feed you.
That's right.
As you all know.
Yes, so no, we had always well fed at Sean's house.
Started to rain a bit, so it kind of was a good thing. And we played Jurassic Park straight in 4 hours. You can catch that on Gamma Goat's channel.
Yep, should be there for another couple weeks. And if they do tune in, you forgot my favorite thing, Sean. You guys were all wearing matching, what do you call those, ascots? Neck scarves?
Ascots? I think they're handkerchiefs, but we turned them into ascots.
Okay.
With the Jurassic Park t-shirts that I had made up from our Shabby Chick Tees, give her a bit of a shout out. She did a fantastic job on those shirts. On the front was a Jurassic Park logo, and on the back it says, Dinosaurs have taken over pinball.
That's so cool. Is that like a person that you know locally there in St. Thomas, or?
It is. It's somebody that I know, that a friend of mine that I've known for years.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Shabby Chick.
Shabby Chick Tees.
Shabby Chick Tees. We'll do any pinball logo design that you want. Whose idea was it to all wear the neckerchief things?
Oh, I just threw that out there when they all came in.
Oh, that's awesome. That was so fun. And
yeah, I got home to Jurassic Park launched the right way, right?
Yes. And you got really far. Didn't you get really far in your last game? You almost got to the wizard mode?
I think there's a mini wizard mode on the dinosaur after the T-Rex. I don't know what it's called. The names are difficult to remember as they're big. We'll call it an Osaurus. I guess everything is an Osaurus at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cribbinosaurus, I don't know what it was. But
yeah.
There was somebody on the stream that was in the room was typing and said, go to this mode, and if you can clear the mode, it's a wizard multi-ball kind of
right.
thing.
Because you had...
There I drained just before. I think I needed another rescue and then catch the dinosaur. Once you catch the dinosaur, you get the perk. And just missed. But been trying to get there again, blowing it up a little bit. But haven't reached that point yet.
You haven't got there. So for people listening who haven't yet played Jurassic Park, or maybe they've just played it, like I only played it a half dozen times at Pinburg. And I still fell in love with it, and I know I want one still, but explain that map and how the map works with the truck, and can you explain that to me a little bit in layman's terms?
Yeah, with the map, basically each map is a paddock, and on each paddock you have, the pinball machine, as soon as you start, what you're doing is you're going back into Isla Nublar to rescue people, and to rescue the staff, and rescue whatever dinosaurs that are remaining on the islands to bring them home. By making successive shots, and you've got your paddock modes where you'll get the different type of dinosaurs as you go across.
Mm-hmm.
And you can dictate using the truck and its navigation of going either to the left or to the right, you can navigate on your map which way you want to go.
You get to drive the truck.
You get to drive the truck, and you get to create your own path as far as what mode you really want to go to, what's more lucrative, what's not so lucrative, and which path to get yourself all the way to the top. Now, again, we've only gone through, I think, maybe 6 or 7 paddock modes.
Right.
Because there's too many. There's T-Rex modes. There's your Raptor Pen. It's got Raptor Multiball. You've got your Chaos Multiball. There's so much going on in this game. It's unbelievable. And the game is just fast-flowing, crazy shots, cool shots. I mean, there's one shot that I was showing when you go for the O in the right orbit.
Yeah.
If the smoke doesn't stop at midway and send it into the amber bumpers, it will come all the way around and come back to your upper flipper. And if you don't flip, 99 times out of 100, it's going to go up your left outdrain. So you have to flip.
Really?
What you do is the right time, and you can go and shoot it back where it came from and flip it around from the left orbit to the right back to your flipper, and then go up around the orbit, either the orbit, or mm-hmm. you can go and shoot it up the ramp on the left side to bring it to your left flipper. So it's so fast, so much action. I'm in wow mode with it. I absolutely love the game. There's nothing in the game that's awkward. There's nothing in the game that you kind of, like, there isn't a shot there where you go, oh no, don't do that shot. Every shot that you do shoot and you do make,
mm-hmm.
you will benefit from. Like, even if you have unlit ramps and loops, it will increase, like, a little loop kind of jackpot. Not really a jackpot, but it'll give you a score. Could be 15 million, could be 20 million after you do it 5 to 10 times. I call it the Joe Stanvik strategy of pinball.
Right.
But I mean the physics strategy of pinball and Ghostbusters. Ramp, ramp, ramp all day.
Right. Because he's very, very, very accurate, but especially at ramps, I find.
Very accurate on ramps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fast flowing game, and you get into Chaos Multiball, and you get up to 6 balls going at a time, and there's another Chaos Multiball aim behind that I've just missed today. I need one more letter.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where I'm going for that, but yeah, progressing. It's so much fun.
Wow. And you, let's be honest, you've been into pinball for quite some time. This is your first new in-box?
Yeah, this is my first new in-box.
So
we had some fun with it live on Facebook when I got it last Monday.
Yes, I missed that. I watched it afterwards, of course, but I missed it.
So we had a lot of fun with that. We gave away a T-shirt that night with anybody who made a comment. And we gave a T-shirt that night. So I was really excited. And I'm very excited.
If you had to be critical or like, and I know you love this, like Sean and I did talk for a couple minutes before we hit the record button, but, and I said, you know, what are you critical of? And you basically said, well, I love the game. I can't think of anything. But I mean, is there something that, like, I don't know, that you saw on a stream that you thought a shot would be easier that was a little tighter than you thought? Or, I don't know, is there anything that you would even, could you even consider changing?
There is some tight shots, but I mean, they're so... You need those type of shots to keep it interesting. If you make it too easy, then, you know, the game just becomes way too easy.
Right.
I mean, the game's set up right now on easy. Once things progress and I start getting, you know, it gets too easy, you're going to step it up a notch and make things a little bit harder. It didn't code 87, I believe. I think previous code has allowed it to... stack multi-balls, but in the new code, you can't stack a multi-ball. You can't start another multi-ball while you're
playing. Ooh, that's going to make a big difference.
Two times play field, you can roll that. And the shots, you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 jackpot shots that light up once you start Chaos.
Wow.
All those shots, you clear all those shots. You get go up and shoot your
what I call a missile shot or the amber shot.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a letter on your chaos multi-ball. And then once you spell the chaos, you'll be doing that five times, basically getting super jackpot five times. You get a chaos multi-ball, and it lights your five letters, and then you have to hit those five shots. And again, I don't know where it goes from there, but
right.
That lure now for me, I want to get to that part. Then another part is getting to getting up the board on the paddocks and saving the people and saving your dinosaurs that you need to save and see what progresses there. I know there's an update. I was just got my Stern Insider yesterday and said that there's an update coming in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what that brings. So my guess is there's probably some video modes because there's no video modes in there right now. And really the action button does nothing other than launch your ball. It does flash when a ball is being added to your multi-ball.
Right.
So it kind of gives you that warning that, oh, you just hit it out of ball and it's coming out here shortly. I mean, you touch it anyways to see if it does anything, but it doesn't do anything as far as I know. So I think there's some extra stuff coming, I would imagine, for those two things that we're used to seeing in Stern's games, right?
Right. I know you don't listen to tons of pinball podcasts. I know you listen to me and Jeff Teolis, Pinball Profile, of course. But one of my favorite pinball podcasts is Head to Head Pinball out of Australia. Got to meet Martin at Pinburg. Actually, I do want to post that picture on Facebook. I haven't done that yet. But for a very, very long time, Head to Head's been my favorite pinball podcast. Special One Lit gives them a little bit of run for their money, I think. It's hard to say depending on the day, but they're up there, put it that way. And they were recently talking about with Jurassic Park, the cool part about getting one now as opposed to in Australia, they have to wait a couple months, right? The cool part about getting a Jurassic Park now is you almost get to experience all the different code updates. So it's almost like you get to experience having a game that's developing. And it's almost like having a video game where you're getting like new levels and stuff, you know what I mean? They were just talking about how it makes the game new again. So that's kind of neat that now you get this new in-box game and you're going to get to play all the different editions of codes as well as playing them in easy, medium, and hard.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's exciting.
So that's pretty cool, especially if, you know, for your first new in-box to get it on time to kind of see that progression. As you know, I also want one, but I have a plan, Sean. I have a plan. I'm going to wait until your honeymoon phase with Jurassic Park is over. Okay, not 6 months, maybe a year, And if in a year from now, we'll see.
Something would have to come out that would knock me off my feet.
Like, oh.
Really intrigued me when they, you know, we had talked to Jerry Power back in May when I had my Camp Day pinball tournament, and I said, you know, I think in September, October, gonna look at something that comes out new in box.
Right.
And when they announced it a few weeks ago that Jurassic Park was coming out, I was like, wow. So once we saw that live stream on Deadfoot on that Monday night pinball broadcast, we were there.
Yep.
I was, even if that was an LA premium, I was over the moon with just the way it looked.
Yeah.
The shots.
Jack Danger, Deadflip, Stern, are you listening? I helped sell a machine for you.
He did. Absolutely. Now, I did go LE Premium because I'm not crazy on the dinosaur or the T-Rex head flopping back and forth.
Yep.
I just think there might be more. There could potentially be issues down the road with that mechanicalism. So I was happy with the Pro. And I mean, from what I see from the LE Premium version to the Pro, they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
Other than the Raptor pen, I know there's two targets, I believe, on the LE and the Premium. So it is a little bit different, but still not the same concept where it's kind of a virtual lock instead of an actual lock of the ball.
Right.
But and the gameplay is similar, so I think it's. I was gung ho. I was, let's do this. I sold three machines, and we moved forward, and we're a little lighter as far as machine numbers in the house,
yep.
Which I'm sure Michelle's happy about.
Right.
Actually, she's enjoying the game as well. She's played it quite a few times. We've actually both played pinball there the other day, just the two of us. Which is, usually she just plays them on her own. She doesn't really like anybody playing with her, but we, you know.
Yeah, and did she, did I see her come play a game on the live stream?
She did, yeah, we did, got her involved in the live stream.
Yeah.
She played some games, and then we also did the split flipper, and I think the ladies took that game too, her and, Julie Dorsers,
yeah.
Did a split flipper and beat the guys, so.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, you can, I don't know when I can come back there or not, but as soon as I can come back, I will come back, and when I do come back...
We've got a bedroom here for you. You can stay the night whenever you need to. Maybe pull out some drinks. I don't drink very often, but I'm sure I'll have a few drinks that night.
All right. Hey, if you're going to... Yeah, I've only maybe, like, on the, you know, I don't know, whatever, 100 times I've seen you or whatever, I've only really seen you have more than... Well, I don't. You don't normally drink at all, but if I do see you drinking, you only have a couple... And I can only really remember, I know when we were in Ottawa at the tournament, I think the night before you had a couple.
Yeah.
Very rarely, but special occasions, right?
Not even with one, I value my license, so.
Yeah.
You know, Monday nights, and, you know, you never know. I have to drive about 25 minutes home, so you never know, so.
Oh, yeah, it only takes one idiot to smash into the side of your car, and you've had one beer, and the next thing you know, you're getting a DUI or something dumb, right? So, better safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry. Yeah, well, I'm very, very excited. I'm excited that you got to get your first new inbox to coincide with your birthday. Happy birthday again. I'm very stoked. Someday I'm going to come do a live stream with you. We're going to do a Jurassic live stream. We're going to do like a... 4 hours is nothing, buddy. We're going to do like an 8-hour, a 12-hour. We'll get crazy.
By then, we'll know everything that's going on with it, and we'll get to the top. We'll get to the wizard modes, and we'll do it.
We'll break the internet together. when I do come down, what I want to start doing is I want it, because I can get Swoop for $80 as long as I book it far enough in advance and I'm staying down past a weekend. Because, like, it's only cheap kind of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, usually.
Okay. Yep, midweek.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to plan, like, honestly, I would like to, say I'm down for 7 days, I would like to stream at least 3 or 4 different people's houses almost every other day that I'm down, and yep. Get to kind of catch up with the people, say hi to them, stream their newest machine, you know, hang out, and that's going to be part of my plan of coming back there. And I'm also hoping from time to time people will come out here, or if they maybe not come out here just to visit me, but if they are on the East Coast visiting Halifax, they can come hang out or vice versa, right? So
we're coming to see you in the spring.
Okay, I'm so stoked, man.
To see you in the spring.
Dude, that's going to be so awesome. And you can fly, you can drive, you can do whatever you want. If you do the drive out here, it's kind of like a trip. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm so stoked. Let me ask you a little bit about the CNE. The CNE PC?
CNE PC, the National Exhibition Pinball Championships.
Yeah, you were at that. How did you end up doing the classics in the main?
In the main, I finished 20th, qualified, I believe, 9th or 10th.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 sets of classics, I was a 5th. 6th and a 13th. So I cashed in all 3 or all 3 tournaments.
Wow.
So yeah, I had a good run. I got a little lucky on the Sunday on my last game. I'm not a crazy Viking game player. I didn't really care for that game, but I watched a few people light it up and kind of learned a few things. And with about 2 minutes or 3 minutes left in the qualifying time, I put myself in line and got in there and. I don't know, I blew it up with over 300,000 to 400,000 and put me in a spot to put me in the 16th position in the playoffs. So I got lucky there.
Wow.
And yeah, so pretty stoked. I was just happy to make it on the Sunday. I mean, it's a long weekend and busy playing pinball from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all day. And we got in there and... I made it to the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
Again with Zeus. And
did friggin' Zeus take you out?
He did, yes. But I took him out on Friday, so that was my trophy award there.
Friggin' Zeus.
Cat Mall beat on my third game in our match, I believe. I was only 30,000 points away on Strikeforce, I think it was.
Right.
I think it's Strikeforce. I think that's what it was called. But I plunged the ball. It went through the spinner, came straight down the center, and houseballed me. And all I needed was 30,000 points to take the top spot for points.
Oh.
It would have projected me into the next round guaranteed. And the rest is history, as they say, when we went into our final game. So.
That's all right. I mean, just for people listening who don't know, the CNE PC with the Vancouver tournament gone is, I believe, the largest tournament in Canada now. Am I not right? Or second largest, maybe?
There was 70 to 90 competitors in each division. I believe those were the numbers.
There might be one in, like, is it Edmonton or Manitoba that's almost as big, or maybe even a little bigger?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about my tournaments out west.
Yeah. And then the Ottawa one, of course, was close to that as well. But it's the CNE PC is the largest one in Toronto, certainly, and one of the largest ones in Canada. Had great players from even some really good. I know Bob Matthews was there, who's an incredible player from the U.S. and other.
Thompson.
Yeah.
Derek Thompson from Alberta, who did phenomenal that weekend.
Yeah, Derek Thompson. Like, holy cow, this guy was running back and forth on the Gamma Goat live stream. Thanks, Gamma Goat, for doing that. Well, playing.
He plays first in Maine.
Yeah.
A second in the Classics, a third in the Classics, and a fourth in the Classics.
Oh, my God.
The fourfecta, I guess you would call it.
The fourfecta.
The fourfecta.
Wow. No, I did congratulate him. So that was, it's for him to come out here and just, I mean, it's not like there's much of a home field advantage. I guess maybe a little bit for Adam Becker if he knows, you know, however many of those machines were his. But, I mean, you know, for him to come out here and just not even just, you know, for him to just win mains is, like, awesome. But for him to just be that consistent in every Classics and every main all, like, 4 days straight is insane, right? So, yeah, good for him. Now, I know you have some pinball people waiting for you there. Funny enough, all of which have been on the podcast previously. Are you still there, Sean? Oh, no. Okay, I got to call Sean back. We lost him again. I love this internet. It's fantastic. I think I have to end this call and then redial.
We're back.
Oh, boy. I lost you again.
I can always hear you.
You can hear me, but I can't hear you.
You can't hear me, yeah.
Oh, no. That's okay. I figured it out. It's that famous Nova Scotia internet. The funny thing is, I didn't expect for this to happen because I talked to Eric for like an hour and a half straight on here for his podcast. My buddy Big E did the top 10 video games, right? Also did that cool theme song that you did the intro from after, right? Mr. Christopher Walken, obviously. And then Chris Grosner and I have talked out here several times on there and never had a problem. The world's best pintern, right? So, I don't know. All of a sudden today it's just being a jerk. But honestly, sometimes our home phone, like our landline and my cell phone, both sometimes they're both sucky.
Yeah.
So, it's just, that's the price you pay for not having a mortgage and living on 7 acres in the middle of nowhere.
Can't complain.
Well, hey, if I could stream or there wasn't mosquitoes, if I could stream or there wasn't mosquitoes, I don't need both, but if one of those two things could happen sometime soon, that'd be really cool. That's all. So hopefully they say after the first frost, there's less mosquitoes. I'm like, what are you talking about? How did they not die? And they're like, oh no, some of them stay underwater. And then I'm like, what? Are you saying there's going to be mosquitoes here in September? Anyways. It's fine. I'm surviving. I'm making it. And, you know, Jurassic Park, really, if it wasn't for the mosquitoes, that game wouldn't have survived in the Amber all these years.
Right?
So, I'm trying to make a joke there. Okay, so what I did want to ask you about as well is Lopple. How's Lopple going?
Good. Yeah, I think we're moving to Raiden Season 3, I believe.
Yeah.
Our fourth night. I think we're going to be at Matt McGoffin, your buddy.
Shout out.
September the 14th. Shout out.
Shut up.
A couple weeks ago, we had our third night at Market Cities. Another shout out.
And
we had some great games played. We played Mr. and Mrs. Backman.
Yeah.
Played some Sopranos and Rocky at Bullwinkle. Wizard of Oz, which Michelle has completely fell in love with.
Yeah.
And so that is going to be our next game, which pays off in time.
Woo!
So, I guess that's next in order for a pinball machine. And then, of course, we played his homebrew Nightmare Before Christmas.
Now, wait, was Nightmare played as part of the league?
It was, yes.
Oh my god. For any of the listeners who don't know, the Markin City's homebrew, The Nightmare Before Christmas, just won the Twippy last year, This Week in Pinball's award for the best homebrew of the year. That's right. So, I mean, I don't know. I would love to see that game be made. I would be so happy for Mark. I would be so happy for London and Canada and our whole crew back there in Loppel.
It is a really fun game.
Oh, my god.
Definitely a great theme. So.
And just like the thousands of hours that he had to put into making sure just everything works perfectly on that game, that's thousands of man hours. Another, you know, pinball manufacturer doesn't have to spend time and energy on. All they have to do is now just reproduce this thing, which is still hard. I'm not suggesting it's not hard to source all the parts out, but like, I mean, you already have a working machine with one of the best integrated theme under glasses you've ever played, you know, for all those modes, right, with the seasons, and oh my god, so just, I don't know, 100 diverters on the game or something. You never know where the ball's going in or coming out, or I don't know, it's just great. That shot into the soup, I love that automatic shot into the soup, and I don't know. It's just, it's such a great game that I want to see it everywhere. I want to see a pinball, not everywhere, but you know, like, maybe even a spooky pinball that could do a 500 run, and they, spooky pinball, like, what would be a better theme for spooky pinball than to do a Nightmare Before Christmas, the scariest pinball machine I've ever played. Come on.
That's good.
I don't know. Anyways. Yeah. It would be really fun to see that happen. Now, Matt's house, I do have to mention, three of those games have been at my house. So I rented Walking Dead, which he now has. That same machine, of course. Skateball used to be mine until I traded to him. And Solar Ride, Matt and I... Solar Ride was mine. I was supposed to pick it up. But I just talked to Matt, and he's actually going to keep it and or possibly keep it and sell it and split with me the differential on it because he's a good friend. But he just really likes it, and he said he saw the video of me the other day with our new dog and everything, and he said the pinball room looks small, and I said, well, yeah, and I still have another one of his machines I haven't even set up yet, Big Shot, which I want to convert to Harry Potter, just do like a fairly simple retheme on. And... he basically said he really likes it, and he thinks even if he had it for another 6 months to a year, he could probably sell it and make some money. And I said, go for it, dude. That's easier than me having to try to lug my trailer back there in the middle of wintertime, which I was going to try to do. But after trying to move that trailer in the middle of the summer twice, like just getting back here with it, I'm like, don't think I'm going to try it in the wintertime. Maybe next spring, you know. So... anyways, it'll be really cool. I won't be able to be there to play those three games, but at least someone's getting to play one of my games in Loppel, and it sucks that I don't get to be at that one, but apparently you won't get to be at it either. Tell everybody where you're going.
I'm going home to see my dad over in Europe, in England, so I'm going to spend about 8-9 days with him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My dad said there's a new games place in a town that's nearby in Biddeford, and I said, well, I'm going to have to budget that in there and see what they've got, maybe see if they have any pins.
Go check it out.
Check it out, yep.
And if your internet's working enough and it's not too expensive, you can do one of your famous Facebook live streams.
Yeah, we can do that.
I know one of the very first times, well, I guess the first time I was ever on a live stream, I think you recorded on your phone, you and I were playing Fireball Classic in the finals of a very, very important, huge tournament.
No. And you know what? To this day, I mean, well, from the CNE, I
yeah.
don't really know how to play, to be honest. Now that I've played it at the CNE, because I blew it up on the CNE.
Yeah.
Figuring things out. It was kind of going into the unknown. Like, what am I supposed to do here? I was definitely not a fan of Fireball Classic. 100% not a fan.
Well, I own it. I have it here.
Yeah, but...
I bought it after beating you.
You did?
Yep.
You did.
I have the same one here.
I think we can take you down now, because I've got that game figured out.
Okay, so what did you, like, around what qualifying score did you get? Do you remember?
I think I put up $2 or $3 million in qualifying, and then I think I put up about $3.5-4 million during our match in the playoffs.
You son of a bitch.
So I had a $3 million ball there that I just, the multi-ball was just kept it going. The bonus was racking up. My multipliers were maxed out.
Jeez Louise.
Room to drain, especially when you do it on ball one or two, and that bonus stays there with you, and all you got to do is just keep hitting the targets and get your multipliers back up, and there's all your bonus, like millions of bonus.
Oh my God! Well, I own the friggin' game, and my high score is like 2.8 billion. But the other morning, in between doing some homesteading, I let myself come in, have a quick drink, play. I find if I let the sweat dry off me a little when I go back outside, I'm getting killed by less bugs all at once. And so I came in here and I was playing a game and I got like 2.1 million and I came, and I played two quick games and I played again. I got like 2.2. So I did have back-to-back games over 2 million, which is legit on that. Cause it is a pretty wild game, but yeah, I've never got three. Tony Laviolette, shout out. Tony still got the record, I think, at 3.6 million, or maybe Mike, but I'm pretty sure it's Tony has the record on that one, so.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there. No, I'm still there. Sorry, I wasn't sure if I lost you, but you're still there, I'm still there, everything is good. Speaking of, I probably should let you go. I did want to, the very last thing, and I don't like to talk about pinball drama too often, but the very last thing, I got to at least bring it up. Everyone's talking about the clear coat issues and all this other jazz. I'm sure you have, this is your first new unbox, you've looked over your Jurassic Park with a fine tooth comb, and are you noticing any issues whatsoever? Everything looks good so far.
I didn't see any issues with the clear coat at all. There is a small issue with the right post that's just in front of the upper flipper.
Mm-hmm.
It will loose and then come undone.
Right.
Other than that, you just give it a little extra tighten, and it seems to last for about 30, 40 games, but it does eventually kind of come loose a little bit. So we're just waiting to see exactly what they want us to do for that. I think somebody suggested putting Loctite 342 on it, and that will help it. So, I don't know if I want to spend $20 on a little bit of glue that, if I can just keep tightening it before I start playing it, and if it doesn't come undone, then it's good to go.
Right. I mean, if it's something you're doing every 30 or 40 games, I mean, you love pinball, but even yourself, you probably, when you're doing a practice session, you do 10 to 15 games probably, so you're only tightening it maybe once, and who knows if you get a stuck ball, or are you getting many stuck balls on there, or no?
No, not too many. Sometimes you get a stuck ball around a gate.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty in any game. It has to settle just absolutely perfect.
Right.
One on 10,000 balls.
Oh yeah.
That ball decides to just slowly creep up and then just sit there. So you get that a couple times in the Raptor pen or at the top in the middle of the orbit. There's a gate there, but sometimes it'll just rest on the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a quick nudge and it rolls out. So.
Okay. Very last question for you, because I know you have people waiting there, and you don't want them to get too much practice in, so you can make sure you still get a win on your birthday, right? Do you think it's possible? People are already saying this, and I mean, I know you've owned, a dozen pinball machines or so by now, right? Do you think it's possible that Mr. Keith Elwin, the undisputable GOAT of playing pinball, greatest of all time, I would say, if not one of the best pinball players of all time, certainly the best of this time. Do you think he could also be one of the best pinball designers of all time, or is it too early to say?
I think I mean, officially he made Jurassic Park.
Right.
Is that the only one he's made?
No, Iron Maiden.
So he made Iron Maiden?
Yes.
And what do we think of Iron Maiden? Because I love my Iron Maiden too. I enjoy it.
Yeah, you love Iron Maiden. I mean, well, you destroy me on it most times at Call the Office. But I mean...
I think as a player, you understand what people like.
Mm-hmm.
You like in the game. You want to play a game. You're basically playing... I mean, Jurassic Park is like a video game within a pinball game.
Right.
And the shots are flowing. If you hit the shots, you're rewarded. If you miss the shots, just like anything else, you hit a nub, goes the out main, goes down the center. There's no shots that you have to make that's going to be a danger shot. If you make a shot, it's not a danger. If you miss, it could be danger. I mean, that's how a pinball game should be made.
Yeah, risk and reward, right?
You stay away from this part, or you stay away from that part. I mean, Star Wars, good old ball save is really a death save, not a ball save.
Right.
Unless you'll hijack the plunger, or you turn down the strength of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's made a masterpiece with Jurassic Park. Now, of course, I am a bit biased because I've been playing the game.
A lot of people agree with you, Sean. A lot of people are loving this game.
I'm not getting bored with it. You know, I've blown it up so many times. I've blown it up. I think I put up 900 million today. I put up 800 million the other day. And even though you're about 3/4 through the game, I want to go back and play it again. And that's the key, and people want to come play it. And that's what I like to do. I like to share it. I want everybody to come and play it. That's why I've got people coming over and coming to play it. We did the live stream, and I can't wait till everybody can play it then and just have some fun.
Now, I promise that was the last Jurassic Park question, but I did just think of one last question I had for you. You have been playing for a long, long, long time.
Three or four years.
Do you think that you are getting close to peaking at pinball? Because I honestly, you're one of the best nudgers I've ever seen out there. I said that when we talked about nudging in our last interview. I mean, like, guys like you and Joe Stanzik, I mean, you're just so good. Like, I don't know how, do you think you've peaked, or are you close to the peak, or you think you're still going to get better?
Well, I think there's always room for better. I mean, I'm always that type of person where even if I blow up a game, everybody knows that depending on how I lose, I get upset.
I know. Sometimes you get like $5 billion on like something, and I'm like, why are you upset right now?
I think it's just, you know, you go and you make a shot and you go, oh, that was so stupid. Why did I just do that?
Right.
Or it was a bad beat, is what I would call it, just like poker. You'd have a bad beat where it flops over the flipper or goes over the cliffy.
Airball.
Or you're playing Ghostbusters and you go and shoot your ramp, it goes all the way around and it wiggles out and goes out the opening.
Or Scolari Brothers.
What? Well, Scolari Brothers. I mean, that's part of the game, Scolari
Brothers. No, I know, but Scolari Brothers come up and then all of a sudden you hit them perfectly like you're supposed to, and then airballs over the out lane, or you're just like, what?
Yeah.
The game told me to shoot you, and I shot you, and now I'm not being rewarded for it. So, all right, get the heck out of here, buddy.
No, I don't think I've peaked. I mean, I want to experience Pinburg. I think that'll come next, you know. So, Pinburg will come when it's ready.
Yeah.
When I'm ready to go. You know, the CNE is definitely, with it getting a little bit bigger, gave me an idea how I feel about playing those games and being in a competition like that. I definitely think I'm more geared to classics. I think I have better, I wouldn't say luck, but better skill with the classic games. I do have some skill when it comes to the other games, but again, it's based on game knowledge too.
So game knowledge, I still think, of course, you and everybody else, like almost it's almost nonstop learning for everybody game knowledge wise. But I think that once you figure out a game like at Monday Night Pinball, not really at Lopple, but once you figure out a game at Monday Night Pinball, it's very hard to play against you. You know that. You know, when I see Sean's on my team for Monday Night Pinball, I'd be like, cool, I get to talk to Sean. Oh no, I have to play against Sean. Guess I'm not going to finals. Okay, get out of here, birthday boy. Go say hi to Brad for me. Brad Hopkins is going to hopefully co-host later on this week.
Appreciate that. It's made my day, definitely.
Oh, awesome.
Talk soon and catch up, and definitely have to get visiting back and forth.
Yes, and I'm going to try to be better at, like, especially, like, I know you and Brad and Mike Dimas, a couple of the guys I was pretty good friends with there in London. I'm going to try to call more often, not just on the podcast. So, yeah. Awesome, buddy. Anytime anything happens in pinball, you ever want to come talk on the show, you're part of the Three Timers Club, but, you know, welcome back for four or five or however many times. You're always welcome back.
The next big thing, we'll go to there.
All right, sounds good, man. Well, go win Lopple Finals, and then we'll have something to talk about.
You got her.
All right, Sean, do you want me to end? I'm just going to end the podcast here if you want to end it with me, and then I'll talk to you for a second after that. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, until next time, pinball nerds, say it with me, Sean. Eat, sleep, breathe. Jurassic Park Pinball.